Atho Vikudim
Vikudim
Mama
Mama
Maya Vinas
Maya Vinas
Sam
Sam
Aishwaryam
Aishwaryam
Ashtangam
Ashtangam
Anupravartam
Anupravartam
Shriyam
Shriyam
Bhagavatim
Bhagavatim
Vasprahayanti
Vasprahayanti
Bhadra
Bhadra
Bharasya
Bharasya
Ato vibhuti mama maya vinasta
Ato vibhuti mama maya vinasta
Aishwarya mashtanga manu pravarta
Aishwarya mashtanga manu pravarta
Shriyam bhagavati vashruhayanti bhadra
Shriyam bhagavati vashruhayanti bhadra
Parashya meke snupate tuloke
Parashya meke snupate tuloke
Ato vibhuti mama maya vinasta
Ato vibhuti mama maya vinasta
Aishwarya mashtanga manu pravarta
Aishwarya mashtanga manu pravarta
Shriyam bhagavati vasprahayanti bhadra
Shriyam bhagavati vasprahayanti bhadra
Varashya mete shnavate tuloke
Varashya mete shnavate tuloke
Ato vibhuti mama maya vinasta Aishwarya mashtanga manu pravartam
Aishwarya mashtanga manu pravartam
Shriyam bhagavati vasprahayanti bhadra
Shriyam bhagavati vasprahayanti bhadra
Varashya mete shravate tuloke
Varashya mete shravate tuloke
Thus, because he is completely absorbed in thought of me, the devotee does not desire even the highest benediction attainable in the upper planetary systems, including Satyaloka. He does not desire the 8 material perfections obtained from mystic yoga, nor does he desire to be elevated to the kingdom of God. Yet even without desiring them, the devotee enjoys, even in this life, all the offered benedictions.
Ato vibhuteng mama maya vinasya maishajya masyana manupravidyam Shriyam bhagavatim vas vihayanti bhadra parasya me te asnu bhateti loke A pure devotee, as it is instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to keep the position of pure devotee. There are many explanations. Rupa Goswami has also given the same idea in his Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. And Narad Muni, he has given the same idea in the Narad Pancharatra. And Bhagavan Sri Krishna has also given the same idea in the Bhagavad Gita. From all Vedic scripture, it is understood that a pure devotee, he does not want anything from the Lord. He does not want. Even he does not want liberation. What to speak of? The material things. Dharma, artha, kaam, mokha, the material position, is one wants to become religious. Dharma. Why? Now he can get material opulence. Now why material opulence? Now because he can gratify his senses, kaam. And when he is frustrated, then he wants moksha. Dharma kutam moksha. Generally, people are very much attached. Those who are human, not the cats and dogs, they do not know anything. But those who are elevated in the living condition, they want to become religious or economically very prosperous, dharma artha, and good facilities for sense enjoyment. And then, after enjoying all these things, either by frustration or by further development, they want mukti. But a devotee does not want any of this. Any of this. He's not at all interested. Just like Billamangal Thakur the other day has told you the story. He says that Mukti Mukulintangiri Sevati Asma. My Lord, if I am fixed up in devotional service, then what is speak of Mukti? Mukti is just like my maidservant. She's standing on door. What can I do for you? Mukti Mukulintangiri. Anjali, yes, right. Hold it, hand. Sir, what can I do for you? That is the position. This is why the devotee shall want mukti. No. He doesn't want anything. Simply he wants to serve Krishna. That's all. He wants this facility. No other thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na dhanangana janangana sundarim kavitam bhagavadisa kaam. Mamo janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahui tuki kai. Pray unto you, let there be my devotion, ahui tuki, without any motive. Everyone has got some motive. People become dharmic, go to the temples. That's very good. That pious to ask something. Oh God, give us our daily bread. A bhakta, a pure bhakta, he does not ask anything. Why should he ask? A pure devotee is kept in the hand of Krishna. Just like if you keep something very carefully drilled in your hand. You are very careful. Similarly, when Krishna takes care of you, as he says, Aham tva sarvapapi bhav mukhoisha, then you are just at the care of. Just like he is a big man, a very rich man, if he assures you, God, don't bother, I'll take care of you for everything. Just imagine what is your position. If a big man gives you assurance that I take care of you, don't worry. You haven't got to do anything. I shall take it. So when Krishna says the Supreme Lord, who is the proprietor of all opulences, Oishadjasa Samakrasa Nidjasa Jasasa Sarishadja Purna Oishadja, six kind of opulence. Krishna has got full control over six kind of opulence. All riches. We can say, I am millionaire. I am proprietor of crores. But I cannot say that I am the owner of all the banks of the world. That is not possible. But Krishna can say, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Mayasa. Not only the bears, but everything which contains the bears, all the planets, sarva lokamaya. So who can be richer than Krishna? So if Krishna says, I'll take care of you, then where is the question of poverty? So that is, people do not know. They want some opulence, material opulence. But he doesn't want Krishna, the proprietor of all opulences. And that is our misfortune. The proprietor of all opulences, he says, just surrender to me, I take care of you. No. It is not possible. I shall have to take care of my business, that will maintain me. I will have to take care of my this and that, my country, and so my family. Friends and Krishna says, no, he simply says, I'll do everything for you. And he assures Arjuna And he says that Jamalabha Chaparamalabhaga Mannate Nadhikamatasaha. Just to try to achieve that thing which achieving you will be not aspiring for achieving anything more. But that is Krishna. That is Krishna. That's why Arjuna, he did it very conscientiously. Krishna said that this world, your family is family. I am connected with both the family. So, I cannot take part in this world. But they insisted that at least take some part as you like. Then he said that I divide myself into two. So, one side, all my soldiers, 18 of foreign soldiers, and one side, I am alone. Now he selects which one he wants. The Duryodhana's thought that what shall I do with Krishna? He's one man. Let me take his soldiers. So he took all the soldiers. And Arjuna said, no, Krishna, I want you. So Krishna said, no, I will not fight. No, he simply remained in my side. All right, let us become your chariot driver. That's all. So, this is intelligence. He just captured Krishna. And Krishna, how can be captured? Krishna can be captured by your bhakti. Otherwise, he is very, very catch. He cannot catch. He is not for Ajita. If anyone wants to conquer over Krishna, that is not possible. That is, therefore Krishna's name is Ajita. Nobody can conquer. You find from the history Mahabharata. Mahabharata means the greater history of India. Maha means greater. As in that, greater Bombay. Similarly, Mahabharata means greater Bharata. Don't think of this Bharata. Three-bit Bharata. No. The whole planet was Bharatvarsha. That is called Mahabharata. Greater Bharata. Everyone was being controlled by the emperor in Hastinapur, the final. So in that history, you find Krishna had so many dealings in Mahabharata. But he was never conquered by him. Therefore, his name is Ajita. But you can conquer over this Ajita. Ajita opi jitopasi, taistilopyam. By whom? Sane sita sutigatam tanuam manohi. Namrata. Namantaiva. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That don't try foolishly to speculate about God. Stop this foolishness. The same example, the frog in the well is thinking of the Atlantic Ocean. He has never seen Atlantic Ocean. He speculates. Some friend told him, my dear friend, frog in the well, I have seen a vast mass of it. What is that? The Atlantic Ocean. What is that Atlantic Ocean? Very great mass of it. Who? Bigger than this well? Maybe 4 feet or 10 feet. In this way, if you speculate, you never understand what is God. If you want to understand God, then try to understand from God Himself. He knows. Because if you speculate of a big man, a neighbor, a friend, what is his wealth? He has to be very rich man and very strong man, very influential man. And these are the opulences. Very beautiful, very wise. So you can calculate. But if you make friendship with that gentleman, and if he speaks about himself, then you can understand what he is. Then how you can understand God, Krishna, by speculation? This is foolishness. Therefore, Shastra advises you that Jnanam prayas. Jnani prayasam mudopasto. If you think that you are a very learned scholar, you are very advanced in knowledge, and you can manufacture what is God, give up this foolishness. First of all. Don't make this foolishness. Jnana prayasam. Oh, what is your knowledge? Nimite, Pupamandu, the frog in the well. How you can imagine? Simply by imagination. Is imagination God? Can you create? The Mayavadi says that we can imagine. God, it is so great that it is not possible to understand the Brahma, but we can imagine some thought. This is Mayavadi philosophy. This imagination is not. You cannot imagine God. God is fact. God is not subjected to your imagination. Your senses are imperfect. How long you will simply speculate? Give up this practice, foolish. Don't. Jnana prayasam mudopasto. Just become submissive. Jnana prayasam mudopasto. Namantarima. Be submissive. That is bhakti marga. Bhakti marga is submissive. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān pratyajya māmekam saranam bhaja, saranam bhaja. Be submissive, that self you are manifesting so much, so many things. Give up this practice. Just saranam. This is what. If you do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, this is spoken by us, then sthāne-sthita śrutivatāṁ, if you become very, very humble and submissive, and pray to Krishna sincerely, Krishna, it is not possible for me to know me. If you kindly, please explain how can I know you, then it is possible. If you please, if you think I shall be able to understand you, just like Arjuna said, that Krishna, it is not possible to understand, but if you kindly think that I am fit to understand your vibhuti, please tell me. This is submission. And Krishna explained about his vibhuti. Then he concluded, Athava bahunaitena kingatena savajna vishtabha idam yaham krishnam idam krishnam ekanshina situja. How long I have gone speaking about me, sir. Simply summarize. What is that? Well, simply by one part of my opulence is maintaining the whole cosmic mind. Ekanshina situja. Only one little portion of my opulence. You just understand. Otherwise, how much? So little or there are innumerable universe. Means this universe. There is not one universe. We are only seeing one universe. There are millions of universes. Altogether. That is called jagat. Gacchati iti jagat. The ekanshina sita. This is also confirmed in many other basic literature. Yashaika nishyasata kalam athavalamba jivanti lom vilaja jagadanna natha Vishnu mahan swayajas kalavishishu govindamadipulisantama. Brahma Sangita means the prayers offered by Lord Brahma. This is accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma Sangita was not available by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was touring in South India. So he collected one Brahma Sangita and it in the palm leaves. And he copied it. Formerly there was no press. This important shastra, basic literature, were kept in handwriting. I copied from your book, my other friend copied from my book in this way. Those were interested. The literatures were not so cheap. Only highly qualified Brahmins, they used to keep and listen, and it was worshipped in the temple as did Shastra. Not that it is available everywhere. Now, prayer has made it very cheaper. But we should always understand that granthas or scriptures should be worshipped as God. That is sound incarnation of God. It should not be neglected. Don't neglect Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad as ordinary books. You must be very careful. So, as you take care of the duties, you should take care of the books also. So this Brahma Samhita was copied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from one Kesam Mandir in South India, and he gave it to his disciple that here is the summary of Vedanta and Bhagavata. Therefore we quote from Brahma Samhita. It is authorized. It is authorized by the Supreme Person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that Brahma Samhita, it is said about Krishna in so many ways that here as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ekam sino sthitu jagat, only by one of my portion, the whole material creation is left. In the Brahma Samhita, it is explained in many places. One of the places, that jasaikam nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti lomavilaja jagadannanatha lomavilaja. The pores on your body. From that pores and from the breathing process, the universes are coming out. Universes are coming out. Jasaikam Jasaikam nishyasita kalam athavalamba jivanti lomavilaja jagadannanatha. Jagadannanatha means, Jagadanna means universe. In each universe, there is a natha, or the supervisor, the manager, or the supreme person. Just like for management here. Similarly, in each universe, there is Lord Brahma. He is the supreme creature, manager. So these managers lead only to that period when Mahavishnu exhales. When the nishasita kala, just like we exhale and inhale. So when exhaling, all these universes are created. And when it inhales, they go into the Mahavishnu. They come in and go in. So many universes, and the Brahma, whose duration of life is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yugapadyantam arahatyat brahmano vidhi. Brahma's duration of life is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga. We know yugas, the yugas, the four yugas make one Dibba yuga. That Satya, Treta, Dapar, Kali. Satya yuga, 18 lakhs of years, division. And Dapar yuga, 12 lakhs of years. And Treta yuga, 8 lakhs of years. And Kali yuga, 4 lakhs of years. So altogether it comes to 43 lakhs of years. This is yuga. And multiply it by 1,000. Then 43 lakhs plus 30, how much it comes? Some crores of years. That is Brahma's 12 hours. Sahasra, if you take Bhagavad Gita as you believe, if you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you can understand. And if you say it is 50 or something, then you can understand. But unless you believe it, You have no authority to touch Bhagavad Gita. That is nonsense. We are creating so many nonsense who do not believe in the Bhagavad Gita and they become commentators and scholars and so many things. Mura. We are not in favor of this business. We are preaching all over the world that if you read Bhagavad Gita, you read it as it is and accept it. Otherwise, don't create foolish anymore. We have produced many foolish persons by misguiding them, by misinterpreting this Bhagavad Gita. Stop this. If you believe, you have to believe like this. You cannot interpret. That is not possible. Why you should interpret? It is a fact that Brahma's ayus, duration of time is very, very big. Not only Brahma's ayus. Even if you go higher planet system, you are going to the moon planet. There are living entities. I do not know why they say there is no living being. Why they are going. But if we believe our shastra, the moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. And the duration of life in the moon planet is 10,000 of years. And their year means our 6 months equal to their 1 day. That is called Digbha. In this way they are high, not only as you go more and more to the higher planetary system, you become more and more opulent. Just like here in this material world also, and if you go Europe, America, you become more opulent, automatically. Automatically. I am giving some examples. Similarly, if you can go to the heavenly planet, you will become more opulent. You may therefore there as planning after going to the higher planetary system. Karmakandya, we perform yajnas and pious activities to go to the heavenly planet. What is the idea? The idea is that we shall be able to enjoy more duration of life, more opulence, more money, more beautiful women, more nice gardens. Actually, that is a fact. That is a fact. But a devotee is not interested in all these things. The devotee is not interested. Because he accepts Krishna. Therefore, he is not interested. But Krishna says, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartino jina. My dear Rajna, even if we are promoted to the Brahma loka, or the planet where Brahma lives, where the duration of life of the splendor and opulence, very, very great path. But still you have to fall down from there. So why a devotee should be interested in such things? No. Devotee wants Krishna, the Supreme Itana, Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam. That is the basic verse. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Leader of the Nitya. We are all Nitya, Itana. He guides. Therefore, Krishna plays with the living entities, Narayana, Krishna, in the spiritual world. Krishna and the devotees become his friend, covered for. They play with Krishna. They want that thing. They do not want to go to the Brahma Loka or the Chandra Loka or this Loka or that. But that will be finished. That will be finished. Because that is Maya Vinastam. Maya will finish. It may be. Just like here we see a germ, at least for a few seconds. Warm at night. There is clogging together so many millions and millions. And by the morning they are all dead. So that duration of life is comparative. Similarly, Brahma also, it may be millions of years, but he'll die. Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhupana lokan punaravartino jino. The birth and death, old age and disease there, everywhere. Either you go to the Brahma planet, these lower planets, or this Brahma life, or human life, or cat life, dog life, trees life, everything is finished. Mrittu sarva haraschaham. Krishna is ultimately present himself to the atheist as Mrittu, as he appeared before Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was declared. His son was asking his father, my dear father, why you are disbelieving in God? How you have become angry? I am God. Well, who is else God? I am God. You see, all the demigods, they are afraid of me, and so powerful. But Kulla is not ready. He said, no, no, you are not God, God is God. This was the father and son. So, he did not believe in God. He was thinking, I am God. Therefore, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mrittu sarva harastaham. Those who are atheists do not believe in God. The God comes before them as death and takes away everything. All his power, all his opulence, all his money, all his everything takes. Mrittu sarva. So that is the atheist class realization of God. And his class, they believe in God, they worship in God, while giving, and their business is, in this life, they are serving God, Krishna, and even after death, they will do the same business. Nitya yukta upasati. So there is no difference between going to Vaikuntha and in this temple, for the devotee. Because the business is the same. So why they should aspire even going to Vaikuntha? Why they aspire? Therefore it is said, what is said? Sriyang Bhagavati Vas, not Priyayanti. Because Vaikuntha, if you go to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha, you get equal opulence. Like Krishna or Narayana. Sarupa, Shasti, there are five kinds of mukti. So one of the mukti is Shasti. Shasti means equally opulent with the Supreme Lord, equal. In the Vaikuntha, the devotees of inhabitants, they are equally opulent. Everyone is like Narayana, four hands. Equally opulent, just like in Vrindavana, Golok Vrindavana. Krishna and the coward boy, they are equally opulent. The coward boys in Vrindavana, they do not know that Krishna is God, Krishna is better than him. No, they think to ask Krishna in there. They are so opulent. So that is the devotional position. Therefore it is said, Atho vibhutinya mama maya vinastam uishatyam astranga anupraditam sriyam bhagavati vaspriyanti vajra. If the devotees do not aspire for all these opulences, their only aspiration is, ambition is, how to be engaged in the service of the Lord. How to be engaged? That is there. And in that way, they get everything. There is no difference. When you worship Krishna, manmanabhava-bhakta-madhyāji-māṅgūnāsya-māmi-vaiśyasi. So he has already gone. There is no difference, the worshipping of the Lord here and there. Just like in politics, sometimes, these are some of the examples that in a foreign country, when you are staying in your seat, then you are not subjected to the rules of that country. You are subjected to the rules of your own country. Similarly, so long you are in devotional service, you are not subjected to the rules and regulations of this maya. Maya-metam-sarantiti. Maya-metam-sarantiti. Anyone who is not devotee, is not engaged in the service of the Lord. He is under the control of Maya. And anyone who has surrendered to Krishna and is simply 24 hours engaged in the service of Krishna, he is not under the control of Maya. Maya mitam saranti, Krishna says. So therefore, a devotee is not a part of any so-called material opulence, even astanga, siddhi. Yet he says, vaisajjam astangam anupravittam. Astanga siddhi, the yogis, those who are actually yogis, they get astanga siddhi, not the chief yogis, gymnastics. No. The asana, gymnastics, that is all right. This is the process only to go to the yogic platform. But when one actually on the yogic platform, he gets siddhis. Siddhis means perfection. Anima, logima, mahima, prati, moshita, like that. He can become smaller than the smallest. That is anima siddhi. Some of the yogis, they can, you keep him within the room, locked up, and he'll come out. Because as soon as there is little let out, he'll come out. That is called anima-siddhi. Logima-siddhi. You can walk by achieving this, you can walk on the water, you become. You can fly in the air. You can go from one planet to another by flying. You can go to the moon planet or sun planet by capturing the beams. That is called Mahima Siddhi. There are so many things. You can create even one universe. Not this magic little world. But you can create not universe, one planet. These are. But a devotee is not anxious to do these things. This jugglery and magic. He wants the one juggler, Krishna. That's all. Because he knows that if I gain Krishna, he can achieve the favor of Krishna, then all jugglers and magic are under my control. He'll do that. Personally, just like a rich man's son. He does not endeavor to get money. He knows my father is so rich, I can spend it as I like. If I am good son, father will give me money. This is the position of devotee. Therefore, he is not after any vibhuti, nor even is aspiring going back to home, back to God. That is all sacrificial. A devotee does not, because his home is, he can create Vaikuntha here. This is therefore temple is called Nirgun. Temple is called Nirgun. In the Shastra, the forest is satogun and city is rajogun, and the places like these four sinful activities are going on. It is stress, intoxication, gambling. There are places every one of us aware of it. So they are called tamogun. So to live in such places where illicit sex or prostitution is going on, the place where drinking is going on, the place where meat eating, hotels, restaurant is going on, and gambling going on, these places are tamogun. And ordinary cities and towns, they are called rajogun. And forests, therefore, formerly, those who are aspiring after spiritual and they left either city or these things, everything went to the forest. That is called vanaprastha, vanaprastha. Vana means forest. Before taking sannyasi, one leaves his family, connection and goes to the forest. Vanangato ja harimasrayi. Vanangato harimasrayi. Then, why they used to go to the forest? To take shelter of Hari. Vanangatoja, Hari Maasaya. So that is Shakti. And above all these things, to live in the temple. That is Nirguna. Above, Satagun Rajagantam. That those who are inhabitants of the temple, they are in Vaikuntha. But unfortunately, it is Kali Yuga. You are trying to create such Vaikuntha in this Hare Krishna land, and the police commissioner says it is nuisance. This is our God. Thank you very much. Praise God.